If you have your Bibles tonight, I would like to ask you to turn again to Psalm 34. We are trying to look at what I believe the Lord would have us to consider concerning the people of God having to face the battles and the storms of life. And every one of us, the Word of God says that Job said, "Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." We're going to have trouble. We're going to have problems. Jesus says, "In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer." The Word of God here says in Psalm 34 and verse 19, Psalm 34 and verse 19, the Word of God says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Before we begin to endeavor to study further in the Word of God tonight, I would ask that you please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help, our strength, comes from the Creator of heaven and earth, who is our Heavenly Father. What a great blessing, what a great privilege it is to be able to feel the confidence, the faith, and the hope, and the just the total trust that we have in You. And we pray, Lord, that You would help all of Thy people the world over. There are many that stand in great need this night, and we pray that You would help each and every one of them. Bless those who have lost loved ones. We pray that You would give them the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Bless those that are sick and afflicted. We pray that You would bless all of those on our prayer list. We pray especially that You would bless Sister Michelle Street and Brother Travis, that You would be with both of them and their children, that You would lift them up. You would touch Brother Travis and bless him to be able to go home from the hospital and to be feeling much better tomorrow. Pray that You would bless Sister Michelle as she goes to the doctor. We pray that You would guide and direct her and the doctors and give them wisdom that can come only from Thee. We ask You to touch and to heal her, lift her up. We thank You, Lord, for the faith that You've given her. We thank You for her faithfulness to You and Your faithfulness to her. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on their family. Continue to bless Brother Roscoe. We pray that You would strengthen him and bless him. We thank You, Lord, for Sister Jane taking care of him, and we pray that You would bless both of them, give them the strength and the grace that Sister Jane needs each day as she tries to take care of Brother Roscoe, and we pray that Thou, as the great physician, would touch his body and heal him and lift him up once again. Restore strength to his body. Relieve him of the infection and the problems and the pain and the discomfort that he's having. Lord, we thank You and we praise Your holy name for blessing Brother Zane through the surgery Friday. We thank You for the recuperation that's taking place. We thank You for the healing that's taking place. And we thank You, Lord, for just blessing him and his family and all of us in bringing him through that surgery. And Lord, there are many others, Brother Dwayne Carter that we met in Brunswick Friday. We pray that You would bless his wife, Linda, that You would bless them as she has cancer, that You would help them as You alone are able to do. And we pray that You would help those in our community to stand by them and help them. Lord, there are so many that are on our hearts and minds that stand in great need of Thy help, and we ask You to help and to bless. Be with the family of John Brady. We pray that You would bless Jeff and Josephine in a special way, and bless Jeff and just be with their family. Bless John's wife. Comfort and help and bless them. Lord, we just thank You for the great peace that we have when we can feel Your presence with us. We thank You for the joy that floods our soul. We're thankful that Thou hast been so good to us all the days of our lives. Thank You, Lord. Bless all the others who are sick and afflicted. Bless those that have been mentioned audibly and in the bulletin this day. We pray that You would be with all of Your people the world over. Bless the household of faith to which we belong in a very special way. Bless those who are here tonight. Thank You for all those that worked on the Trumpet of Truth. Thank You for the magazine being printed. And we pray now that You would bless the distribution of it, that You would bless it to be a blessing to Your people. Thank You for all the people that write and let us know what a blessing it is. Thank You for all those who write and those who proofread and those that work and labor for the distribution of the magazine. Thank You, Lord, for every person that has a part in spreading the truth of salvation by grace. Thank You, Lord, for those that make contributions and donations to help. Thank You, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for our families. Thank you for the family of God. Thank you, Lord, for the elderly. Bless their lives. Thank you for those that go and get those from the nursing home and bring them here to church. Thank you for those faithful saints of God that, though they're in old age, that they continue to love to come and say with David of old, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Bless us now as we study thy holy word. Teach us and instruct us, and may thy word be as seed sown in fertile ground. May it bring forth fruit to perfection in each of our lives. Help us, Lord, to remember the things that you're teaching us from your holy word. And we pray that you would help us to fight the good fight of faith, that we would be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, that we would be able to withstand all the storms and the problems and the battles of life. Be with us now and help us and instruct us and teach us. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our precious Lord and our Savior, our elder brother, the King of kings and Lord of lords. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I want to go back now to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 for us to pick up where we left off this morning as we looked at how the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the people from Mount Seir were coming against Judah and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, and how Jehoshaphat prepared himself for the battle. There was a great battle, a great war that was about to take place, and quite frankly, if it were not for the intervening hand of God, then Judah would have been destroyed in this occasion. They were greatly outnumbered. And yet God was going to help and to bless. You find in the 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you find in this chapter one of the most beautiful descriptions of how the people of God are to respond when they're facing great battles in their lives. Now, you know that before this chapter, you know that Jehoshaphat was already strong in the Lord. We read earlier about how he had prepared himself and he had strengthened himself. And he had prepared Judah and they had strengthened themselves, and they were all strong and mighty men of valor is the expression that's used as it describes the army of Judah. And yet, in spite of the fact that they were mighty men of valor, and in spite of the fact that they had been trusting in the Lord, they now faced a greater battle than they had ever faced before, and they were afraid. And no matter how strong a person is, sometimes battles and storms come that shake them and cause them to be afraid. So Jehoshaphat was afraid right here. And here's what he did. He began to call for the people of God. He began to seek the Lord. And he called for the people of God to fast and to pray. And that's the kind of preparation, that's one of the most important preparations that anyone will ever make as they face the problems of life, is to fast and to pray. To seek the Lord. To seek Him with all of your heart. To trust in Him and to depend on the Lord. And after they began to seek the Lord and to fast and to pray, the next thing that they did was they began to reiterate and remember all the different things that God had been doing for them. They recalled and they talked about how great God had been to them in days gone by, that God had helped them in previous battles. And brethren, I encourage you to write down on sheets of paper, I encourage you to write down some of the times in your life that God has blessed you in days gone by. We tend to forget the many times that God has lifted us up. We tend to forget how good God has been to us, and we tend to forget how weak we have felt in days gone by, and we tend to forget how strong God was toward us in lifting us up. So I encourage every one of you to write down times in your life that you have seen the power of God manifested during your time of weakness. Times that God has helped you, times that God has delivered you. Because when storms come in the future, one of the greatest things you can do is to recall and remember that God has been with you in days gone by. That's what Jehoshaphat and Judah did right here. And that's what David did. Isn't that what David did when he went against Goliath? What did he do? What did he do? He says, God who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he shall deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. What was David doing? He was doing the same thing that Judah was doing right here. He was saying, I remember what God has done for me in days gone by. I know that earlier in my life, I know that God has been with me and delivered me, that God fought the battle for me. And you need to write those things down. You need to write them down for you to remember. You need to write them down for your children and your grandchildren to remember. You need to write down and record and tell what great things God has done for you. After the people of Judah, after they had begun enumerating all the different ways that God has blessed them, and then they come down, look at verse 12. After they've done that, they've already sought the Lord. They fasted and prayed. They reiterated and recalled and talked about all the ways that God had blessed them. Now come down to verse 12. This is where Jehoshaphat is praying. Jehoshaphat says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? In other words, he's asking God to judge the Ammonites, the Moabites, and Mount Seir. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? Listen carefully. For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. Nevertheless, our eyes are upon thee. What are they doing right there? What are they doing that we need to do when we face the troubles and the problems of life? We need to, first of all, after we've done all these other things, we need to reach a point where we humble ourselves and we say, I don't have the strength to face this problem. I don't know what to do. And many of you right now that you're facing things, you don't have the strength to face those problems and you don't know what to do. But I thank God that I see people when they're facing problems, they're doing the same thing Jehoshaphat did when he said, I don't have any strength. I don't have the wisdom to know what to do. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are upon thee. That is, I'm looking to God. I'm asking God to guide me and direct me and give me the clear understanding of what His will is and the direction that I should go. Brethren, every time you face a battle and a problem and a storm in life, I encourage you to admit and confess and to say out loud, I don't have the strength to face this problem, and I don't have the wisdom to know what to do, but my eyes are upon God. I'm going to look to God, and I'm going to trust in God. And after they did that, in verse 12, after Jehoshaphat has confessed their weakness and their lack of wisdom, but their eyes were upon God, then God spoke to them through a man whose name was Jahaziel. Come down to verse 15. God is going to speak now to Judah and to Jehoshaphat and tell them what to do. And he said in verse 15, this is 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 15, and he said, Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid. Do we need to hear God? What did God say to them? Be not afraid. What did God say to Joshua when Joshua began to lead the children of Israel and he was afraid? What did God tell Joshua? Be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid. What did God tell Moses? Be not afraid. What did God tell every soldier that has ever fought in their service to God? What has God always had to tell them? Don't be afraid. Why? Well, brethren, fear, why is it wrong for us to be afraid? Somebody tell me that. Not talking about fearing God. The whole duty of man is to fear God. But we're not supposed to fear the problems and the troubles and the obstacles that we face in our lives. We're not supposed to be afraid of the battles. Why aren't we supposed to be afraid? Because every time I'm afraid, it's because of my lack of trust in my Heavenly Father. When I'm afraid, it's because I don't believe that God cares about my problem or that He's going to help me in my trouble. So I encourage you all, one of the common denominators of every battle that the people of God face is they are afraid, and then God tells them, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. He said, Thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Was it a big problem they were facing? Was it a large problem they were facing? It was a large multitude. As far as human reasoning goes,
Did they have every reason to be afraid? Certainly they did. But God says, don't be afraid of this large multitude. And then he gave this very strong statement, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Now, brethren, if I can ever learn that one truth, if I can always remember, the battle is not mine, but the Lord's, you see how that relieves me of all the fighting and the struggling that I have to do? The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. And that gives me peace. I'm telling you, brethren, as your pastor, when people have problems like Sister Michelle has right now, sometimes I worry. Did you know that? I know I'm not supposed to worry, but sometimes I'll lay awake night after night worrying about people, that the members of the church, that I'm not supposed to worry. I'm afraid. I'm not supposed to be afraid. But I have great peace. I know God is with us. These messages last Sunday, this Sunday, I feel stronger than I've ever felt, I think, in a long, long time. No fear. No worry. Because God's going to do everything right. The battle is not ours, but the Lord's. It's not up to me to heal her. It's not up to this church to heal her. She can't heal herself, and doctors can't heal her. But our God, our Father, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, they're the ones that we're depending on, 100%. The battle is not ours, but the Lord's. Remember that. That's a great truth for you to remember when you face the battles and the problems of life. Then in verse 17, now, what do people typically do when they hear the battle is not theirs but the Lord's? What do? Well, they say, well, I'll just sit down and wait for the Lord to handle this problem. That's not what God told Judah to do. When he said, the battle is not yours but the Lord's, look at verse 17. In verse 17 he says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. But what's the very next thing he says? Even though he told them they were not going to have to fight, what's the first thing he says after that? Set yourself. What does that mean? The Apostle Paul said, I am set for the defense of the gospel. The people of God need to be ready to give an answer. The people of God need to be prepared. Jesus says, in such an hour, he says, watch therefore, be ye also ready. Be ready. Do we need to be ready for the battles and problems of life? Can we prepare for the battles of life? Do we need to be ready? Yes, we need to be ready. But after they set themselves, he says, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Was there something for them to do? You think they got dressed up in their army gear? Do you think they got dressed up in their army gear? I think so. When the Word of God says, here, set yourselves, I think they had to go ahead and get dressed. I think they had to go ahead and put on all of their battle armor. They went out to meet the enemy as if they were going to have to fight the battle. But they knew that God said, the battle is not yours but the Lord's. But they still had to do everything they were supposed to do. And then the Lord was going to fight the battle for them. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. Why does he keep saying fear not? Because we have a tendency, even when we're not afraid, we fall back into that fear. How many of you have ever faced troubles and problems and you weren't afraid, but then fear began to come back? And then you weren't afraid, and then fear began to come back. That's the reason God keeps telling Judah here, fear not, because they get strong, and then they get fearful again. So he says in verse 17, he says, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. What was it that helped Joseph when he was put in the pit, and he was a slave in Potiphar's house, and he was put in prison? What did the Word of God say about every one of those situations that he was in? It says, the Lord was with him. Do you know the only way that you can face the problems of life is if you feel the presence of the Lord with you. That's what God says here. The Lord is with you. The Lord will be with you. In verse 18, the Word of God tells us something else to do. He tells us that we are to praise the Lord, to worship God. And you might say, well, how does that prepare you for the battle? Do you know where you need to be every time that you can be? In the house of the Lord, you need to be in the house of the Lord. Why? Because worshiping God strengthens you and prepares you for the battles of life.
And so it is, the Word of God says in verse 18, "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord." Isn't it a great blessing to worship the Lord? Brother Ken Drayton, Brother Ken told me a while ago, he says, "Brother Billy, you know how you feel the presence of God when you come to church?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I feel the presence of God too." And he said, "I come here, and so many times I'm almost asleep when church starts." He says, "I'm tired and I'm sleepy." And he said, "And then I get so excited during church, I have to take a sleeping pill at night to get to sleep on Sunday night." I'll tell you, that's a blessing, Brother Ken. People ought to get excited. It's like Brother Neil Hendricks last Sunday morning in Bible study, after Brother Jody Gill had prayed, he went, "Whoa!" He just hollered out loud. And then after the lesson was over, Brother Neil hollered again, "Whoa!" He just couldn't stand it. Listen, brethren, we ought to be happy and we ought to be excited. We are worshiping the one true and living God. He is our Father. He's our God. He's going to fight the battles for us. And that's something to be excited about. The people of God ought to be happy that we can worship God. I'm glad when the time of worship comes. I'm glad to go into the house of the Lord. Why? Well, I love to worship God, but it also strengthens me for the battles in life when I can go to the house of God and worship the Lord. It strengthens me to be around my brethren, but it strengthens me for God to come down and dwell with us here in the house of God. So they worshiped the Lord. Was that preparing them for battle? Listen, brethren, if you ask any military person that doesn't know the Lord, if you ask them about most of the things that they're talking about here, they would say most of these things are useless as far as preparing for battle. You tell an army to fast and pray. Fast. Tell an army that's about to go to battle, fast and pray. What do they need? Well, they need energy. Well, they need to eat. They need meat. They need good food to go out into battle. That's not what these soldiers needed. They needed to fast and pray. Why? Because that would give them more strength than the natural food would give them. And so it is that they worship the Lord. Come down now to verse 20. After they worship the Lord, verse 20, the Word of God tells them another way to win the battle. Verse 20 says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem.'" Listen carefully now. Here is one of the steps to winning the battles and the storms of life. He says, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established." Do what? Believe in the Lord your God. You know, we don't stress enough the importance of believing in God and believing God. Right here, Jehoshaphat said, if you want to win this battle, you've got to believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. You can't win the battles if you're not established. You can't win the battles if you're not strong. If you believe in the Lord, you'll be strong and you'll be established. And then he says, "Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Do you know many people don't care what the prophets of God say today? But if you'll believe in the Lord and you'll believe his prophets, as long as what the prophets tell you are out of the Word of God, you need to believe his prophets. Believe in the Lord, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Did they believe Jehoshaphat? Did they believe the message that Jehaziel gave them? They believed in the Lord and they believed the prophets of God. Come down to verse 21 now. Here's another step. Verse 21 says, "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers." Singers. Going to sit out a chorus out in front of the army. I tell you, anybody that didn't believe in God that reads this passage of Scripture is going to say this is the most foolish way to win a battle that anybody could ever go about doing. They're going to fast. They're not going to really go out and fight. They're just going to set themselves for the battle. All the things they're doing. And now the Word of God says in verse 21, "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord." How many of you have ever called me that you were depressed? How many of you have ever called me when you were depressed? Okay, what did I tell you to do, Brother Mike? And one more thing. Yes, and to sing. I had somebody call me last night about 11 o'clock. He was depressed and discouraged. Guess what I had him do? We took Psalm 37, we went through verse by verse. I said, "What's that verse mean? What does that verse mean?" We got all the way through Psalm 37, And then I said, now, sing me a song. He said, I don't feel like singing. I said, sing me a song. And he started singing a song, and he finished it, and he said, let me sing it again. And he sang it again, and he said, I'm feeling good. I feel close to God. I feel power from God. God has lifted me up. You know why? Because, brethren, when you start singing to the Lord, it drives the devil away. You remember how when King Saul would have those evil spirits come upon him, and King Saul would be all distraught and discouraged. And you remember what he would do? He would call for David to come and sing and play on the harp. You know what it did? It drove away. The Bible says it drove away those evil spirits. Singing is a way that we can win the battles amidst the storms and problems of life. Sing to the Lord. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing, sing, sing. Sing. Sister Michelle, I think I'd just get Sister Taylor up and sing to me every morning. I'd say, before breakfast, Sister Taylor, you got to sing to your mama. I love to hear the children. Don't you love to hear the children in the church sing? Don't you love to hear these precious little voices singing? Oh, how it strengthens my soul to hear the people sing in the Spirit and sing with understanding. It prepares a man of God to preach the Word when he can hear the people sing in power and demonstration of the Spirit. The Apostle Paul said that when he sang, he wanted to sing in the Spirit and sing with understanding. We need to think about the words we sing. Sing to the Lord. Does that prepare you for the battles of life? Sing, sing, keep on singing. And so it is that they sent this chorus out in front of the army. The appointed singers unto the Lord, and that he should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. Now what happened to the enemies? What happened to those Ammonites and Moabites and the people of Mount Seir? What happened to them? They all began to fight themselves as they saw the children of Israel standing there, the people of Judah standing there. They all began to fight themselves. They destroyed themselves. They killed themselves. These three armies, they were all going to fight against Judah. They ended up fighting against themselves. How did that happen? How did that happen? God confounded the wisdom of this world. And they fought and they killed each other. And then the Bible tells us that the people of Judah went out to gather all the spoils of everything that was left over, and said that all of them had all these jewels, and they had so many jewels out there they couldn't even carry all those things home. Oh, God was with them. Let me give you one verse in closing. Come down to verse 29. Verse 29 says, and the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Were they afraid? Were they afraid of Israel? Yes, they were afraid of Israel, but why were they afraid of Israel? They were afraid of Israel because they were afraid of the power of God that had delivered Israel. May God help us as His people to realize there are preparations that we need to make for the battles that we're going to face in our lives. May God help us to study His Word. I encourage you to go home tonight, and during this next week, here's your homework assignment. You study Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. What does that talk about? All of you know. The armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, because you're going to have to fight against the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. May God help us to prepare for the battles that we're going to have to face every day of our lives, is my prayer for Christ's sake.